This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson.
There's been a lot of talk about the Americans using drones against people linked to Al-Qaeda.
Drones are remotely controlled aircraft. They're much more maneuverable.
The president has the legal authority to use unmanned drones to kill
U.S. drones targeting American citizens.
Not many years ago, drones were a topic only in the news because they were being used by the CIA and our military in Afghanistan and Pakistan to kill bad guys. For a long time, drones were intended to be secret, and they're definitely futuristic, which is why they've so taken hold of our imaginations. It didn't take long before they became a staple of pop culture, showing up in movies like The Bourne Legacy and TV shows like Homeland.
Someone meeting us at the gate.
They have a drone ready.
They're fueling one now.
At 4:42 p.m. local time, a drone missile hit and destroyed part of a compound.
Take the target out.
Roger. Target destroyed.
But Americans, if you ask them, have ambivalent feelings about drones. Overseas, maybe. Here in America, they make us nervous. Studio 360's Eric Malinsky talked to a few artists who are exploring the way we think and feel about drones.
It's Friday afternoon. I'm deep into Brooklyn at one of those art studios that used to be a factory.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, come on up.
Thanks.
Surveillance and privacy are big themes in Adam Harvey's artwork. That's why he likes to keep an eye on military blogs. Recently, he became fascinated with thermal imaging, which is how drone pilots see the world.
Okay, so if you look at thermal images, they're black and white, and the warm parts of you are white, and the cool parts are black.
That's how drones find people, looking for heat signatures.
And the tip of your nose will be a little bit darker than your face, because it's always a little bit cooler. And it's not a flattering image by any means.
But that gave Adam an idea. What if you could design a piece of clothing that made a person invisible to drones?
This is silver metallized fabric.
He went through like 50 different fabrics until he found the right combination of wearability and heat retention.
Okay, here's the anti-drone hijab.
Yep, he designed them in the shape of hijabs and burqas. They're very shiny. No one would mistake this for desert camouflage. But he showed me a thermal image of a woman wearing a stealthwear hijab. And her head and shoulders are completely blacked out.
Black blends into the background, yeah.
Right now, they're expensive prototypes. Eventually, he hopes to have them made to order, because he says stealthwear is armor for the information age. And if a burqa isn't your style, he designed a stealthwear hoodie.
Hey, we're in the middle of a war, and that war is taking place abroad, but it's also taking place here in the form of surveillance. So everyone is walking this new battlefield physically and digitally.
A number of artists are creating works about drones these days, but Alex Rivera and his friend Angel Navarez were way ahead of the curve.
We were able to sense the drone was coming because we were connected to the border.
He means the border with Mexico.
And the border is the first place in the U.S. homeland, so-called, where the drones are deployed. And so I think artists working in the border zone are almost like time travelers. We can see the future of what's going to come.
Back in 2005, they were reading about Border Patrol vigilantes flying homemade drones long before the U.S. government. They wondered, what would a Mexican drone look like? The first image that came to mind was a flying lowrider car. I know it sounds like a joke, but Alex makes films that subvert Latino stereotypes, and he genuinely loves lowriders.
The car is supposed to deliver a person to work. These cars don't do anything except show off their paint job and their form. It seemed like that would be an interesting form to merge with a drone and to say we could make a drone that wasn't functional. It's not a drone that wants to surveil. Instead, this drone just wants to hop and wants to dance.
So they bought a little quadcopter, which is like a cube with four propellers. And they totally tricked it out.
We gave it all a gold flake and chrome paint job. The rotors were candy color and sparkliness, and you never see on a drone, right? The drones are always painted this matte gray with a paint that reflects radar.
They flew their low drone across the border back and forth, spliced together the footage, and then put a fake remote control on their website. Now, I actually thought I was controlling the low drone from their site. I was a little disappointed when I learned that it was faked. But Alex was like, come on, cut us a break.
When we built it in 2005, it seemed more like satire. I think this website has become more and more possible to people. So when they visit it now, it feels like completely plausible. Oh, I know I'm in New York City, but I'm controlling this machine in Tijuana, and why not?
They're fun. 2 experience the state of the art, I met up with Danny Saltero at MIT in Cambridge. He builds drones that can swim, crawl, and fly.
You can control where it moves and how fast it moves. For example, I can make it drop down. I can make it stay level. I can make it just like rise up really quickly. Let me land it here.
Ooh, you just landed that right in your hand like a pet owl. I've been watching a lot of Harry Potter. Anyway, a few years back, Danny got this strange call from his boss. She said a dance company in New York called Palabolas wanted to develop a show between their dancers and his drones.
We just went inside a big room, and they just told us, okay, just start flying around, and we'll sort of take notes.
We started out by saying, what do they do?
Itamar Kabovi runs the dance company.
We said, could you land it on our head? Could you land it on the floor? Could you land it on our nose? Before too long, the choreographers were making engineering suggestions, and the engineers were making choreographic suggestions as to how to tell the story.
They ended up creating a show called Seraph. It's about 2 species that discover each other, one metal, the other flesh. The sets and costumes are very minimal, and seeing a man on a dark stage confronted by drones, it's hard not to think about Pakistan or Afghanistan.
At the same time, we don't want to nail those associations down too specifically. Because if you nail them down too specifically, it starts to become like a cautionary tale about Afghanistan. And I think especially when you're using dance and sort of metaphoric movement, that can be pretty embarrassing pretty quickly.
After a performance one day, the dancer said something to Danny Saltero that kind of shocked him.
The dancer in the piece actually told us that the 2 different quadrotors in the piece had different personalities that sort of reflected what the 2 pilots' personality was. So that was really surprising. But then you actually, when you think about it, it makes sense.
So what was Danny's drone like? It was just like him.
The robot that I flew was sort of a more mellow yet sort of fun personality. It was sort of like playful, kind of like kiddish. I don't want to get into trouble. I just want to like sort of stay cool with everyone and have fun. And the other robot was more of a tough mom figure. Actually, the guy who flew the robot is a Marine.
New technologies can seem creepy at first, but drones are just another way to extend what we already want to do. See the world from really high up, bring stuff to people really quickly, and sometimes kill our enemies in hard-to-reach places. The day will come when we'll wonder how we ever got along without them.
If we wanted to say, like, oh, hey, or nice to meet you, we would sort of just, like, wiggle it.
For Studio 360, I'm Eric Molinsky.
Can you make it land in my hand?
Sure.
Who's your good little robot? Who's your good little robot? Yeah.
Woo. There he goes.
You can watch that dance piece that Eric talked about between humans and drones and see some pictures of the other drones at studio360.org. And while you're at the website, I urge you to take a look at the French band Phoenix's amazing new music video. Yup, shot from a drone at Louis XIV's Palace of Versailles.